I'd like to call the public hearing to order. It's Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. I will read the call to public hearing. Adopting Local Law A for the year 2018, setting salaries for county employees. Section 1, for the year 2018, salaries for the following individuals shall be increased by 2%, and those not at the maximum for the pay grade will advance one step on the schedule. Commissioner of Social Services, $104,791. Conflict Defender, $98,436. County Administrator, $116,408. County Attorney, $111,999. County Clerk, $86,314. County Treasurer, $86,314. Director of Human Resources, $96,204. Director of Real Property, $77,287. Election Commissioner, $64,295. Highway Superintendent, $102,792. Public Defender, $98,436. Sheriff, $98,436. Section 2, this local law shall take effect in accordance with the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York by order of the Board of Legislators. At this time, we'll have comment section. Any citizen wanting to address the board regarding this public hearing is asked to stand at the microphone during the time they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name at the beginning. Is there anyone?
Good evening, members of the county legislature. Bill Nelson, 393 Nelson Road, Lisbon, New York. I've been away from politics for a couple of years since I didn't run for re-election as mayor, so I'm kind of want to get back into seeing what's going on in my local government. And the question I have is this granted, these raises granted at anniversary date for the employees, or is it just a 2%? And I know we're not getting an answer right now, but just a 2% as of calendar year? And then is it based on performance reviews like we have at other jobs I've had where we do performance reviews and the raises are based on a successful performance review? And then the last question is, I know there's a few department heads that have been here less than a year, so do they get the raises, or does that raise come to them at their anniversary date or after 1 year, however that works? And I guess if I'm looking at the salaries, I think our sheriff is definitely well underpaid, the man responsible for keeping us safe, who does an excellent job. I think he deserves more than that, which I know he probably won't get, but I'll go on record as stating I'm in favor of whatever increase he can get. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Is that feedback?
Rough ride over here. I think you need a net. You know what they call that, informational technologist? But we're new at this. Patrick Green, Starving Rancher. I looked over, and this is a beautiful paper here this week. It's amazing how much more I've read in this paper than I ever seen from Chuck Kelly, or I can't remember that fella, Johnson, there in Watertown. And I guess now he don't want us reading papers because, well, I used to read the paper. Anyway, I questioned this on county I salary increases for employees, and I wondered just who was voted here. Who did we get the vote on? And I know it wasn't the county administrator, and I understand that because there was a mandate on this county in 1971, they started an IDA, and it took them 3 years to destroy the government of St. Lawrence County. And then it wasn't until 1990 we came up with this county administrator. And that pays pretty good. And I'll have to agree with the mayor that the sheriff is the only legal law enforcement officer in St. Lawrence County and the state, because he is elected by the people. These appointees, which I read here, have been given these raises. I'm not sure who gives them. I'm sure the county administrator has a lot to do with it. And I know this had something to do with Clarkson. And Tony Clarkson has a funny way of using this IDA money and these grants. And it's like, I'll talk here, we'll get more time here after the meeting opens, about the IDA and and their appointments of these people and how they've taken over this whole county. It's a sheriff that should be the legal law enforcement officer. He should be in charge of the DEA, the BCI, the state troopers, and any officer that comes in this county should answer to this sheriff. And from my own experience on hemp that was planted on my farm, I got 51 days in federal holding because the DEA came into my county. And I think Mr. Wells was there in the picture. A few years before that, they raided a place in Lisbon, Aldridge's, and they took over truckloads and truckloads of this hemp out. And it was all about gathering grants and funding that was going to come because of what this drug task force did. Well, all I had on my place was hemp. I got 51 days, and Gus Burns from the Sheriff's Department was standing there, and he said, "We know what this is. We know it's hemp. Don't worry," talking to my five kids after pointing 5 12-gauge shotguns at my head in my own dooryard, and that this was all a misunderstanding. But the sheriff didn't step right up to the plate and say, "Listen, DEA, I don't care about your federal funding. Listen, Como, I don't care about where you think you get your money from. This is my county." And this is the way it used to be back when there was a beehive of activity going around here. Well, since 1974, there's not been much of a beehive, but there's been a lot of money passed, and what it passed from is borrowed money. All these grants, there's $10 million here, Tony Collins out of Clarkson, they come in here and they tell us we're going to put $7 million up there, $85 million's coming, we're going to rebuild a church, we're going to have a Pickering place in Newellton, we're going to have a hotel down in Waddington, but it's not economic growth. So I don't think any of these wages should go, except for the sheriff. And the rest of them ought to take a 50% cut in pay. And if they don't like it, they can go somewhere else and find a job. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to comment? If not, this public hearing is closed. I'd like to call the organizational board meeting to order. It's January 2nd, 2018 at 6 o'clock. At this time, we'll have the swearing-in ceremony. Mr. Leader, would you come forward to be sworn in as legislator for District 5? And County Clerk Rupp, if she could also come forward to perform the ceremony.
Solemnly swear.
To support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of St. Lawrence County Legislator.
Of St. Lawrence County Legislator.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God. Thank you very much.
Henry, if you want to go in and sign the book. Okay, I will now accept nominations for temporary chair. Mr. Forsythe.
I nominate Henry Leader.
Okay, Mr. Forsythe nominates Henry Leader. Is there a second? Mr. Lightfoot? Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, may I have a motion to close nominations for temporary chair? Mr. Timmerman, may I have a second? Mr. Denisha? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those in favor of Mr. Leader for temporary chair, please say yes.
Yes.
Is anyone opposed? Mr. Leader, you can come forward.
Could I have a roll call, please?
Hooper?
Here.
Forsythe?
Here.
Lightfoot?
Here.
LaPierre?
Here.
Leader?
Here.
Denisha?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Akers?
Here.
Bay?
Here.
Timmerman?
Here.
Colbert?
Here.
Burke?
Here.
Arquette?
Here.
Paquin?
Here.
Bell?
Here.
15 present.
Do we stand for that, right? Could we stand for the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance? Do we do the prayer first? I was asked to do the prayer. Dear Lord, you have blessed this county abundantly. We have clean and plentiful water. We have beautiful scenery, natural resources, institutions of higher learning, and great communities. We have kind and generous neighbors. We enjoy relative harmony and safety. We are blessed to have many hardworking and industrious employees, department heads, and administrators, all of whom repeatedly go above and beyond the basic requirements of their employment. Give their best to this county. Inasmuch as you have placed us in charge of such a large and magnificent county and those who reside here, please bless us with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Incline our hearts to continually strive for the good of the other. Give us patience, courage, and endurance so that we may be equipped to successfully engage the challenges which will come in this year before us. If the Lord does not build the house, the workers work in vain. If the Lord does not guard the city, in vain does the guard keep watch. Thank you for the privilege of serving with so many hardworking and caring legislators. Please continue to build and guard St. Lawrence County. Continue to complete the good work you have begun here. In Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Somebody ask for nominations for that. May I have a motion to for the chair? A motion for the chair, Mr. Forsyth.
I'd like to nominate Kevin Akers.
Do I have a second for that, Mr. Timmerman? Seconds that. Do I ask for other nominations? Do I have any other nominations for the chair? No other nominations? Do I have a motion that the polls be closed? Mr. Lightfoot, and second by Mr. Timmerman. Do we do just a voice vote?
We'll do a roll call.
Okay. Could we do a roll call vote, please?
When voting, speak the name of the person you're voting for.
Could I have a motion? I thought we did that. Didn't
just all those in favor.
Oh, all those, I'm sorry. All those in favor of closing the polls, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Hooper?
Mr. Akers?
Forsyth?
Mr.
Lightfoot?
Mr. Akers?
LaPierre? Leader?
Mr. Akers.
Denisha? Perkins?
Akers?
Fay? Timmerman?
Mr. Akers.
Colbert?
Kevin Akers.
Burke? Arquette? Paquin? Bell? $15 per Akers.
Thank you. Now, do I? We would ask Mr. Akers to come forward, please. Thank you. Am I okay?
Okay. So I understand Mr. LaPierre has another engagement. I want to thank you, Joel, for participating, and enjoy yourself. Good night. I just turned this down, Keith. Well, thank you, everyone. It's an honor to be your chairman. It's a serious job. It takes a lot of time. And fortunately, we have a very capable administration and a very capable board to make this happen. The unanimous vote ruined my speech. I was going to throw some darts. My youngest son got me a book for Christmas, and it's the name of the book is Scalise Speaks, and it's about Antonin Scalia, our past justice of the Supreme Court, who passed away with a heart attack. And so it's got a couple interesting quotes in there that I'd like to read. One of them, for the past year, I've been taking pushback from Mr. Lightfoot for not offering the prayer. And so in this book, I found a prayer that I thought would be in our bipartisan way, it would be appropriate, and it's an Irish prayer, if you'll indulge me. May those who love us, and those who don't love us, may God turn their hearts. And if he doesn't turn their hearts, may he turn their ankles, so we'll know them by their limping. So I thought that was funny, and that was a speech that he gave to, as an Italian, to an Irish group. So in this book, what's really I found was amazing is that the foreword is written by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now, we should all know that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is, for on the political spectrum, was probably one of the most on the left, while Judge Scalia was most on the right, a strict constitutionalist. But anyway, they were actually very good friends. They enjoyed each other's company. And in the foreword, I'd like to read off part of what she had to say, and I think it applies to all of us here. If our friendship encourages others to appreciate that some very good people have ideas worth which we disagree, and that, despite differences, people of goodwill can pull together for the well-being of the institutions we serve in our country, I will be overjoyed. And that kind of sums up my feelings about this group, that we've been able to work well, actually, for the past 3 years compared to the previous 4 years that Mr. Lightfoot and I and Mr. Pagan and Mr. Arquette were involved in. This has been sometimes we have our debates, we have our disagreements, but at the same time, we can remain friendly and be professionals and be conscientious of how the other feels. So one of these things, and I think I've been remiss in our thank yous, and I'd really like to thank the woman who's sitting to the right of me for the board. We know she answers all our questions. She fulfills all our requests. She rewrites our resolutions so that they are clear and concise. And all of this is done with a smile and a professionalism, and she gets it done. So thank you very much, Kelly. I want to thank Ruth and all the department heads and the nearly 800 people who get the job done every day. Tonight the crews are going to be out. The snow's blowing. They're going to make our roads as safe as possible. This room is clean. It's warm. The people that keep the building running keep our communities safe. The sheriff, the EMS, and Chris, keeping those that are in need clothed, fed, and housed, and also our children protected, those who cannot protect themselves. Excuse me. So I want to talk a little bit about the progress that we made in 2017, we collectively as a board. We made changes to the workers' comp compensation formula that reflect the industry standards of risk and experience. It's a much more fair and judicial system. We reduced our borrowing from a high of $12 million to the current $5 million over the past 3 years. We made changes in our health care with a third-party administrator that we're looking at possibly a savings of a couple million dollars. And then another thing that this board can be proud of is the reclamation of the J&L site. That's been sitting there for 40 years, since 1976. And progress, there's some hope at the end of the tunnel for the people of this county and for the Star Lake, Clifton, Fine area, Mr. Denisha's people. And this is Ruth's, and under direction of the board, not utilizing the tax cap, we've reduced taxes for the last 3 years. And that's a nice trend that we can all be proud of. And the other thing that's really amazing is that we've improved our fund balance from a negative $3 million to a plus $5 million. And that is really reflective of the work of this board, but primarily the work of Ruth and the people that work for us, the department heads. So we've done quite a bit. It's not my leadership, it's us collectively as a group. We've been able to accomplish this, the people that work for us, that work for the people of this county. So in 2018, some goals, it would really be nice if we didn't have to borrow $5 million next year. And I think we can work towards that goal to see what's possible. We'll get together with Ruth and the department heads. We need to continue to save. We know that of the counties in our nearby counties, we are still the highest tax compared to Franklin, Lewis, and Jefferson County. Franklin County has a taxation rate about almost $4 underneath ours. We are a much larger county. We do provide more services, and we can start the trend in that way. We have a bright spot. We have a new district attorney. I should keep us out of the press. And congratulations to Gary Pasquale. Okay, thank you. At this time, we'd like to take in nominations for vice chair. Mr. Timmerman.
I nominate Joseph Lightfoot.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Colbert. Are there any other nominations for vice chairman? Okay. I would entertain a motion for the polls be closed on Mr. Timmerman and seconded by Mr. Forsythe. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Congratulations, Mr. Vice Chairman. I hope you have to vote for it. Preliminary. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Vote. Roll call vote, please.
State the name. Hooper.
Mr. Lightfoot.
Forsythe.
Mr. Lightfoot.
Lightfoot. LaPierre. Leader.
Mr. Lightfoot.
Denisha. Perkins.
Lightfoot.
Akers.
Lightfoot.
Fay.
Aye.
Timmerman.
Mr. Lightfoot.
Colbert. Burke. Arquette. Paquin. Bell. 14. Lightfoot. One absent.
Congratulations, Mr. Lightfoot. Would entertain a motion for approval of tonight's agenda. Mr. Timmerman, seconded by Mr. Denisha. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of the minutes from December 4th of 2017. Mr. Timmerman, seconded by Mr. Perkins. All those, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Communications, there's a note here saying that there is none. Okay, next up is citizen participation. Any citizen wanting to address the board is asked to stand at the podium during the time they address the board. The address will be limited to a time of 5 minutes. Please state your name before beginning your address. Is there anyone that would like to speak? Mr. Nelson.
Mr. Chair, members of the County Legislature, County Administrator Doyle, I'm here tonight to speak on an agenda item you'll probably be voting on, the approval of filling the senior tax aid position. My concern is not with the position, but how the position is being filled. Historically, in the real property office, the senior tax aid position has been awarded to the most senior tax aide, who in this case would be my wife, Darlene Nelson, who has worked in this tax aid position for over 21 years. My wife has been an exemplary employee with an excellent work history, documented track record of excellence in her workmanship and thoroughness and accuracy. She's punctual, committed to her job with a focus of quality. And to further validate how good she is at her job, and the numerous, in the response of her previous bosses, her references included her two previous supervisors as well as numerous assessors she's worked with for over 21 years of employment in St. Lawrence County. In addition, her coworkers are also well aware of how good a job she does. And one of those coworkers, Tina Miller, who is the assessor for the town of Colton and Clare, requested Darlene be the tax aide responsible for her two towns. Add to this, in 2015, upon the retirement of Deanna Stevenson, the senior tax aide at the time, her previous director, Darren Colton, asked Darlene to take on the grade 23 foreclosure responsibilities at her grade 18 pay. Why did she do this? Because she was looking out for the taxpayers to save money, as the county's finances at that time were in very dire straits, and she was willing to do something new and expand her job experience. She accepted and has done an excellent job, which can be attested to by Sandy Bartlett of the Treasurer's Office, who was also one of her references for this promotion. On one of the last weeks Darren worked as Director of Real Property, he, appreciating Darlene's work, excellence, and knowing Martha Billings would be retiring, advised Darlene as the tax aide with by far the most seniority that she would be next in line for this position, and suggested Darlene work with Martha as much as she could to begin learning the senior tax aid duties. As has been past practice, all previous directors except the present one of just 6 months has rewarded their senior employees with these promotions that they were qualified for. Understanding seniority and commitment to the county meant something. Fast forward to today, where my wife is now being overlooked for this job, which she is the most qualified person for, and she tied number one in the civil service list for. Now to my point, why is she being overlooked and blackballed for this position? I believe it's because of me. Several months ago, I was made aware from several employees in the real property office that there were employees in the department that had second jobs being paid for by other municipalities to do those second jobs, and the jobs were being done in county time, which, as we all know, is not right. Unfortunately, some were performing those jobs in our county, time, your, and my tax dollars, which we all know is totally wrong. And when I was the mayor of Augsburg, we had a similar situation, which I had to address. So as a former elected official, I figured Mr. Akers would want to know, and I called my county legislator at the time, Mr. Forsyth, spoke with Kevin. He told me to bring it to Ruth's attention to address and put an end to, which he did. Fast forward to tonight, because I came forward as a concerned citizen, unfortunately, I believe my wife is being retaliated against and overlooked for this promotion due to me speaking out. Many of you know my wife. She is always jovial, in good spirits, loved her job, and loved her coworkers. Now, every day when she leaves her work, she's upset and she's extremely nervous, not knowing what the day is going to bring. In addition to my complaint, Darlene, who has never filed or had a complaint filed against her in her 21 years, faced what I consider an act of workplace violence, where she was screamed at, sworn at, followed into her workspace with the person continuously yelling and screaming. She immediately went to her supervisor as the director was off and was told she did not deserve to be treated that way and advised her to meet with her union rep, which she did. That day, my wife called me. She was upset in utter, total disbelief in how she had just been treated by her coworker, something she has never had happen in all her years of employee. The employee who did this even admitted to acting improperly, but it appears to have been swept under the rug as a minor incident. In my place of employee, if this happened, we would take it seriously, and very strict and appropriate actions would have been taken to address it. With Bruce's arrival, while he has made several changes in the office, each change has been aimed at my wife's daily duties. Darlene went to her supervisor, Martha Billings, as these added duties were being assigned to her, and feared she would not be able to meet the established deadlines specifically related to her foreclosure duties, as she could no longer dedicate the time needed. Her immediate supervisor told her to meet with the county administrator, as Bruce would not listen to her nor ask for her input. As advised, Darlene and her union rep met with the county administrator on how he was increasingly adding work on her, even though Darlene had a letter from her previous director, Darren, advising she would not have to do these additional duties unless it was emergent due to her taking on the large workload of foreclosure. In her meeting with Ruth, she voiced concern that she was fearful Bruce would retaliate against her for coming forward and speaking out, especially in light of Martha's upcoming retirement. Ruth told her face-to-face, this is not how I, myself, or our county legislators reward our senior employees. Now today, look at the situation. It's clear, in my eyes, that retaliation for my speaking out, as well as for my wife's, Darlene, exercising her right to speak out as well, is apparent. Darlene interviewed for the senior tax aid position, and when she was not awarded the job, asked Bruce why she was not awarded the job. Bruce responded that it had nothing to do with your qualifications or performance. He just felt it was best for my office at this time. I ask, why would you not promote the person with the most experience and seniority, the most proven track record of excellence, to a position she's more than qualified for? Why would you not reward your senior employees with a promotion? I know a committee was set up to interview the candidates, and one member of the committee was asked why they were using a committee to interview for this position as it had never been done before in real property office. That committee member's response, which was overheard by several members of the real property staff, was, I don't know, and I don't care. I'm staying out of it. I'm sick of it all, and I'm sick of my job. Unfortunately, it's Bruce's decision anyway. So it sounds like this is not a real common work environment to me. My grandfather, Don Nelson, who was my idol, told me when I got elected to office over 25 years ago to always do the right thing, and that right thing, that right is right no matter what. I know a majority of you legislators personally, as well as our county administrator who used to work for me, and who I was actually a positive reference for when she came to interview with the county. I worked with you on many projects that benefit our county residents, from the battle to save Augsburg Correctional Facility and the St. Lawrence Psychiatric Center from closing, to expanding Augsburg's Empire Zone, to facilitate saving jobs or for business growth in other areas of the county, to name a few. We all worked together and fought together because it was the right thing to do for St. Lawrence County residents. I respect our administrator and I respect our members of the legislature. Your jobs are not easy. But I ask you to ensure what is right is right, and what is right is being done. I ask you to table the vote on the pending position and have some legislators meet with the administrator to look into how and why this position has been filled the way it was filled. I also would hope that this body would ensure that there is no further retaliation against my wife for me speaking out to each of you tonight. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Nelson. Anyone else? Mr. Green.
Did double dipping, that's something. And Pat Green, Starving Rancher, narrow fiddled by Rome Burnt. Now, you can take that a lot of different ways. Some people think he was just partying, or some people think that he fiddled around. That's a funny phrase, you know, when somebody fiddles something, or you can fiddle. Well, that's a different phrase. But Nero thought everything was cool. You know, he didn't realize what was going to go on with Rome and what Rome had set themselves up for. I'm here to speak about the IDA and the interesting things that are in these papers from this week. And one of them was this headline, report, St. Lawrence County income's low, taxes high. It goes on to explain the majority of jobs in this county are government. And a lot of this came from the IDA in 1971 through a mandate. They came up here and changed the very basics of our government. A lot of us don't understand. We should go back. You know, people like to change for change's sake. We needed another fella in Washington begging for change, begging for change. Well, we should all take the time to go back and read our history and understand the basics of our forms of government in the United States, in which we pledge allegiance to, in which we swear to defend its Constitution. And we know, if you study it much, you'll see the conflicting things between the states and the Constitution led to a civil war, and after that war, many things have changed. And one was the Reconstruction of the South, and how the federal government went into the South, and they wouldn't allow certain people to be politicians, and they allowed these businesses to come in tax-free, not like on Dupre's Madness, or IDA's arenas, and the breweries, and the different things that this IDA, which is a form of government amongst itself, came into this county and started the Reconstruction. In 1971, this county was full of dairy farms, family-owned and operated. Well, there was problems, and the problems were that the low-cost food policy in this country that drove down the milk, NFO fought it for years till NFO went out of business, and I just see 3 or 4 years ago, NFO won the federal lawsuits of 1967 for dumping milk. Well, meanwhile, while this was happening in this county, there was also a fight with the school system, which changed a great deal in 1954 because of Brown versus the Board of Education. And during the 60s and the 70s, these dairy farmers were having trouble keeping the boys home to milk the cows because they all wanted to play basketball, and there was some crazy guy running around this country. He came a little later, I think Charlie Manson, who had convinced everybody that a philosophy of home is where you're happy was a philosophy that this country needed. Well, where did them kids want to be happy? Playing basketball? They didn't want to be out there smelling like the barn to go to school, which was highly embarrassing, especially when these liberal teachers came out of the schools in the late 60s and the 70s, preaching their Mao's teased tongue and their Joe Stalin rhetoric. And they came here and they bashed the farm boy. The farm boy wanted to play basketball. Mommy fought with daddy. The house was disrupted. And within a matter of a few years, I was gone 18 years. And in 18 years, when I left in 73, there was dairy farms all over still. And I come back 18 years later, and there was Cruikshank, Fishers, and the boys, and Greenwood. And that's how much it changed. Well, a lot of things happened then. In 71, the IDA came in. 74, they did away with the Board of Legislators. They changed our whole form of government. And like it says in this paper, front page, had a little...
I haven't got my paperwork right.
This week, they even drew it out so we could understand of what the IDA has done for this county. Now, we don't make St. Lawrence County sharp cheddar cheese that's world-renowned, which we should have. There never was a slaughterhouse brought up here so we could sell our local meat, and what the IDA pushes is value added to the products. Well, they didn't do that for the farmers. They came in here and they eventually made wineries and breweries and Pickens Hotel and Hotel in Waddington and all these other things. Well, the farmland was the only wealth, you know. The only wealth in this country comes from land, whether it's gold, food, timber. If you study wealth, wealth is all based on the land. And a great reconstruction happened in St. Lawrence County, and they took the wealth from the little boys and they gave it to the big boys. And then they brought in government jobs, which we got to understand. FDR, he said, during the Depression, come forth, sit on your butt, light up a camel. This is the promised land. Well, people back then only went to work for the county or the state because there was nothing else for them. And mostly it's because they were too lazy. They ended up over here in the poor projects there at the end of that point they tore down, or they could go to work for the county or the towns. These people went to the county and towns. They started the CSEA unions, the teachers' unions, the different unions. You people get elected by a constituency. And the constituency that puts most of the people in power, I know in Lisbon there's 2,000-some registered voters, but the voting block is 600 to 800. If there's a vote at the school for a work project to steal more money, because if you get down to the IDA and you study what they say in these papers, they're going to go out to the towns and teach them how to go after grants.
Mr. Green, can you come to a conclusion? Yeah. We're at 7 minutes right now.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Bill Dardazian, or Dasnaw, came from the county, and he's running the town of Lisbon right now. He's the road superintendent. He does the budget. He does all the work. And my town council and my supervisor really doesn't do anything, because he has the IDA philosophy. He came there and saved the town by grants, getting grants from state and federal government that has no money. All they have is debt. The debt getting worse. The lifestyle is good that they give, but this isn't going to work out. You're going to find out eventually. Well, you know what happened to Nero. He lost his violin. So don't fiddle around this year. Take things serious. Something needs to be done, and it's not overtaxing me without representation with this thing called a fund balance. Lisbon's got 600,000. I'm not sure what you got. My school taxed me this year just for one reason, and that was to rebuild the fund balance. And that's taxation without representation. My government doesn't tax me, or any entity doesn't tax me to put money in the bank. Thank you very much. Merry New Year and Happy Christmas.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Is there anyone else that would like to address the board? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on with the rest of our with the resolutions. Mr. Timmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution for the adoption of the rules of procedure and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? Mr. Timmerman.
Yes, I would actually like to offer an amendment to the meeting schedule. We currently have a board meeting scheduled for July 2nd, which is the July the 4th weekend, and I can promise you I won't be here. So I would like to amend this to have the open meeting for that month be July 2nd, move the board meeting to July 9th, and the operations services meeting to July 16th.
Okay. Seconded by Mr. Paquin. Mr. Lightfoot. Does the county administrator or the county attorney see a problem, any logistics problem with changing those dates? None at all? Okay. Any discussion about concerning the amendment to the adoption of the rules of procedure? All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Now to the amended adoption of the rules of procedure. We have to have a Mr. Burke, second by Mr. Perkins. Any discussion about the amended resolution? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Mr. Hooper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution modifying the 2017 budget for the Sheriff's Office to accept a police traffic services grant from the State of New York Governor's Traffic Safety Committee and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oh, sorry. It's a roll call vote.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Resolution passes. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution modifying the 2017 budget for the Sheriff's Office to accept a fiscal year 15 SHSP Red Team Exercise Grant from the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services Offices and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the Preferred Group for flexible benefit plan services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract for a grant award from New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services and modifying the 2018 budget for the Office of Emergency Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman and Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper.
I offer a resolution for the authorization to fill a custodial worker position in the Governmental Services Department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a promotional agreement between the St. Lawrence Center Mall and the Public Health Department for a rabies animal vaccination clinics and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Paquin and Ms. Bell and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with school districts for preschool special education transportation services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Burke and Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to abolish a medical consultant position and create and fill a nurse practitioner psychiatric in community services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to abolish a licensed social worker position and create and fill a program director mental health position in community services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to create and fill a registered professional nurse slash quality assurance coordinator position in the community services and public health departments and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins and Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution modifying the 2017 budget for social services for chargebacks from New York State for temporary assistance client notices and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Denisha and Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Motion passes. Mr. Colbert.
For a resolution modifying the 2017 budget for social services to reallocate funds to the training unit and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Burke?
Yes.
Urquhart?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Bay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Motion passes. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill an employment and training counselor position in the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a caseworker position in the Adult Protective Unit of the Department of Social Services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill an advocate worker for the elderly position in the Office for the Aging and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Denisha and Mr. Paquin. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Hooper. Seconded by Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Denisha and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a laborer position in the Department of Highways and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fay and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution for use of county-owned machinery and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution approving the 2018 St. Lawrence County Solid Waste Department fee rates and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? Mr. Timmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Even though my name's on this one, I'm going to be voting no, as I pointed out. Not when I tried to amend this resolution because I couldn't get to amend it. I have serious problems with charging people for something that they don't use. As I understand, the Solid Waste Department is supposed to be an enterprise fund, which means it is supposed to be self-sufficient through charging users. When I first heard about a direct haul charge, I was told that what that was is because even people who live in districts that don't use the county services, they did at one time use the county landfills. And so the upkeep and the leachate was what that was supposed to be paying for. So department staff did a wonderful job and came up with closer to $4 than $7, which is what I tried to amend this to. We have several business owners on this board. I do not pay Mr. Hooper to not do my taxes. I do not pay Mr. Forsythe to not provide me with insurance. I do not pay Mr. Leader to not represent me with legal counsel. I do not pay Mr. Colbert to not give me financial advice. I am just amazed that this board thinks it's okay to charge the residents of my district to not use the Solid Waste Enterprise Fund.
Thank you, Mr. Timmerman. Mr. Forsythe.
I appreciate that, and you can get insurance if you just give me a call.
Financial.
You know, government's kind of a funny thing, and I'm going to disagree. I know a lot of Amish that pay school taxes and don't utilize schools. I know a lot of people that don't utilize the Office for the Aging. I know a lot of people that don't utilize our jails. But there has to be a balance. And in this case, I'm going to vote to support this. I understand your pay and your passion, but I'm going to support it just for that reason.
Mr. Timmerman.
Yeah, I would like to point out that all the other departments that you mentioned are not enterprise funds, and they are not supposed to be self-sufficient. If we want to make this be a county-supported entity and remove the myth that it is an enterprise fund, I will back that fully. But at this point in time, it is an enterprise fund, and it is supposed to be paid for by user fees,
okay,
not non-user fees.
Thank you, Mr. Timmerman. Anyone else? I'd like to speak to this, so Mr. Lightfoot, could you
Gump here.
Go ahead, Mr. Akers.
Mr. Lightfoot. I'm going to vote against this also, but it's for a different reason, and that's on the recyclables. We have proposed a fee here of $35 a ton. We know that it's going to cost us $110. In the world of recyclables right now is in turmoil, in that China is no longer taking much of what was our waste and reusing it. So there is going to be a glut of plastic, a glut of paper, a glut of glass that previously we were exporting to China, and that's not happening anymore. So we worried about this directive is really kind of coming from Dank saying that we need to lower our recycling fee to encourage recycling. Well, with this glut, we cannot no longer afford to do such, and if you look at it, if you are putting your recyclables in your trash now, it's $160. So even if we went down to recyclables at $110, that's a $50 a ton incentive to actually recycle, still $50 a ton. And so I will vote against this. I believe that the recycling fee should represent our cost. The other thing is we will be considering a resolution tonight about requests for bids for hauling. I think we did the math the last time in the committee, and I thought that if we could charge $110 for the adequate representative what our cost is for recycling, that would be a savings of $165,000. And I mentioned in my committee report that if we had a request for bids and we actually looked at that and the bid came back and say, hey, you know, there's $165 that we could save here if we contract out our transportation, that maybe the board, there may be 8 votes to actually look at that. So here I'm looking, this is an obvious one. This is one where we're costing ourselves $165,000 still, at, and we know that it's costing $110 a ton, and so that's a $50 ton incentive still to recycle, and I think that's adequate, that we need to cover our costs. And because that's the current charge and this formula is $35 per ton, I will be voting against it.
Thank you. Do you want to remain seated and with the thought perhaps you might want to respond to anybody else's comments? Is there anybody else who would like to comment on this? Seeing none.
Any additional discussion on the resolution? All those in favor of approving the 2018 St. Lawrence County Solid Waste Department fee rates signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. Mr. Timmerman and myself. Okay, Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a chief payroll clerk in the Treasurer's Department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution for authorization of petty cash accounts and departmental cash drawers and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution for bank depositories and investment of county funds and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing blanket bond in lieu of individual sureties for county officials and employees and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsyth and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution correcting and refunding erroneous taxes and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a senior real property tax service aid position in the real property department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? Mr. Perkins.
After listening to Mr. Nelson speak, I was unaware of any of the ongoings. I'd like to make an amendment to table this until we can get more information pertaining to this.
Does table have to be seconded or not?
Yeah.
It does. Is there a second? Okay, seconded by Mr. Forsythe. On the motion to table, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Whoops, I'm sorry.
When are we
going
to
table
it till?
There's no discussion on the motion to table.
No, when are we going to table it till?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
It was my impression till we could get more information regarding this incident.
Tomorrow?
That would work if you can give us the info.
You got to give us a date. So next board
the
meeting?
The next board meeting.
Mr. Arquette? After an executive tonight, okay. Is that what motion
that
is? So there is a motion to table and table to after an executive session tonight. So now we go to a vote, correct? Motion to table. And the motion to table is for after an executive session tonight. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? All right, Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution setting a date for a public hearing on proposed local law B, number to be determined for the year 2018, amending local law 2 of 2007, establishing the property tax exemption for Cold War veterans in St. Lawrence County, and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Fay. Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign utilization of service contracts for professional services for the investigations of workers' compensation fraud and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Motion passes. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign the 2018 annual update plan for funding with the New York State Office for the Aging and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Bell, Mr. Perkins, Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for a 2017 domestic violence law enforcement training grant and modifying the 2018 budget for the Sheriff's Office and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
14 yes, one absent.
Motion passes. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution modifying the 2017 budget for the Sheriff's Office to utilize funding from the county surplus auction to purchase necessary equipment and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Okay. Motion passes. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution for authorization to fill a temporary deputy sheriff position in the Sheriff's Office Criminal Division and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Forsythe. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
Offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with IMA Systems LLC for billing software and community services and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution supporting Fort Drum, New York as the preferred site for an East Coast Missile Defense Agency ground-based interceptor and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins, Mr. Denisha, and Mr. Leader. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution recognizing January 21st through 27th, 2018 as School Choice Week in St. Lawrence County and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign contracts and move for its adoption.
Second. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Bell and Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution for newspaper designation rotation schedule and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution for newspaper designation and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Paquin. Mr. Perkins, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution setting a date for a public hearing on proposed local law C, number to be determined for the year 2018, amending local law 1 for the year 2017, a local law permitting and regulating all-terrain vehicle operation on certain county roads and move for its adoption.
Seconded by Mr. Arquette and Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract for medical malpractice insurance with Scottsdale Insurance for the county employed medical providers and modifying the 2018 budget for the county attorney's office and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? By Mr. Burke. Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Hooper?
Yes.
Forsythe?
Yes.
Lightfoot?
Yes.
Leader?
Yes.
Denisha?
Yes.
Perkins?
Yes.
Akers?
Yes.
Fay?
Yes.
Timmerman?
Yes.
Colbert?
Yes.
Burke?
Yes.
Arquette?
Yes.
Paquin?
Yes.
Bell?
Yes.
14 yes, 1 absent.
Motion passes. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign an agreement to hire a medical director for the St. Lawrence County Correctional Facility and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Perkins and Ms. Bell. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Timmerman.
I offer a resolution adopting local law A, number to be determined for the year 2018, setting salaries for county employees and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Burke. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. The following resolution was tabled. I would need a motion to remove from the table.
So moved.
So moved by Mr. Timmerman. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Colbert and Mr. Lightfoot. So it's been removed. Discussion of the resolution itself. We have to take it up again. Move. a vote to take it. I'm sorry. Thanks, Greg. So all those in favor of taking it on the table, show of hands, please. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7. Not to? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So it's a tie. It fails. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. County Administrator's report.
First, I want to wish you all a happy new year and start this evening's report with a transfer of funds. There was a transfer of funds for the Board of Legislators office in the amount of $505. This was covered, this transfer was necessary to cover 400 accounts as well as the refreshments provided for the most recent jail tour. The Treasurer's Department required a transfer of $200. This was an amount to pay NCC Systems for the annual security inspection. The Ogdensburg inspection was lower and Messina ended up higher this year. I think they had some replacement costs as well. Wanted to let you know that the auditors were on site today through Thursday. They are already beginning to gather their information and the pre-work for the 2017 audit. I mentioned to you at the last meeting that I would like to schedule a work session, which would not be a formal committee meeting, and I'm looking at January 16th. That's a Tuesday following the holiday to schedule a work session to take some time and look at some legislative agenda items for the New York State legislative session. Each year, we have done this for 2 years now, in 2016 and 2017. We were later in the session. The first adoption of this agenda was in June. Last year, we did it in May. I think getting there ahead of the budget presentation and discussions that take place will certainly benefit St. Lawrence County, as well as look at some of the agenda items that we've put forward and measure the progress being made by our representatives. So certainly let Kelly know who can attend, and we can certainly provide notice to the media as well.
What time are you looking at, Ruth?
Probably at 3 o'clock, depending on, you know, flexible. That day's flexible. Okay. It's likely I will be requesting a special board meeting be called on the 22nd, preceding our committee meeting at 5:20, and the hope will be to appoint a public health director and any other action necessary to come before the board. I wanted to let you know the adopted budget books should be ready within the week and here for you to pick up, if not when you stop in the office at our next committee meeting. In the vacancy review committee meeting will this month be held on Thursday. We will be considering 10 positions. Of those 10, I believe one is a revisit that was held at a previous meeting. And I did want to let you know, and certainly we'll talk about it a little bit more in executive session, but December 21st, as some of you attended, we hosted the walkthrough and debrief for consideration by New York State Office of Children and Family Services to utilize the old jail, potentially for a detention center. We left that meeting expecting some cost estimates in about 4 weeks. My request would be potentially to have the Space Committee take up this issue and possibly, depending on the outcome and the cost estimates, appoint for the chair to appoint a committee to address this project. That's all I've got.
Committee reports. Anybody have anything that they want to talk about on their committees? Old and new business. We do have a need for an executive session for all four.
And
that, pardon me? Negotiations also. So litigation, reports, personnel, appointments, and negotiations. Is there a motion to move into executive session? Mr. Forsythe, seconded by Mr. Fay and Mr. Hooper. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Okay, thank you, everyone. Yes, Mr. Arquette. I would expect so. Yes. So we have a motion that was put on the table. Do I move to remove? Seconded by Mr. Perkins. This. OK. Okay, we'll vote on that. Any, all those in favor of removing this from off the table? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's off the table. Mr. Timmerman, would you offer the resolution?
I offer a resolution for authorization to fill a senior real property tax service aid position in the real property department and move for its adoption.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Lightfoot. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Appointments. Operations Committee. Is there a second to Mr. Hooper's recommendation? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Colbert. Okay. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Timmerman. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Chair appointments. I think things work quite well. I'd like to keep Don Hooper as Chairman of Operations, Chad Colbert as Chair of Services, and Joe Timmerman as Finance, the Audit Committee. I have not had a chance to talk to you. John, you're willing to serve with Mr. Paguin again. At this particular time, are there, I think, a core group of looking at this corrections facility? We don't need any more than a car ride for people. Who would be interested? Mr. Burke, Mr. Lightfoot, myself. I need one more. Mr. Hooper. Okay, so that's the committee for corrections. And so you'll get back to us on the 23rd? Okay. All those guys with previous records, I see. That's good experience. Okay. So... I think that concludes our meeting. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Mr. Timmerman, seconded by Mr. Forsyth. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying goodbye. Okay, thank you, everyone.